Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business. This is Dr. Joe Salustio. I've done a few of these podcasts in my day, and I'm going to continue to do them here at Insights EDU from Phoenix, Arizona, the conference hosted by Education Dynamics, all about online college student marketing and enrollment. I've done that a couple times so far this week. We've recorded approximately 20 or so episodes, which is a lot. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot, you guys. This is, of course, Dr. Joe Salustio. If I didn't say that already, if I did say it already, I've done a lot of these podcast episodes, so you have to hold me harmless from the mistakes that I make, because it's going to happen. As I said in my last guest, I also ate 4 desserts at lunch. I'm feeling a little heavy right now. My brain is foggy. I have to do a panel in, like, I don't know how long, half an hour. So I got to get ready for that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably just jump off the stage or something. But somebody who's going to keep me level and tell me about what's happening in our industry right now, she's going to do the majority of the talking, which is great. And I'm going to ask her really important, amazing questions like I usually do. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Her name is Michelle Newman. She's a digital advertising account manager at Higher Ed Jobs. What's going on, Michelle? How are you?
Good. I'm good today. How are you, Joe?
Oh, I should have 3 desserts, not 4. I'll be dead honest with you. I feel like I'm paying the price right now. I would like to pour coffee into my eyeballs is basically how I'm feeling. You're here, your Insights EDU. Tell me about why you're here with Higher Ed Jobs. I mean, I think I know, but talk to the audience. Why are you here? What kind of conversations are you having?
Sure. We are one of the sponsors here at the conference. Higher Ed Jobs is the leading career site for higher education.
Nailed it.
So this is actually a new conference for us. We have not sponsored before. So it's something that we wanted to check out this audience and see if the people attending would have interest in what we offer. And it's just been sort of a learning experience for me so far, because I'm, you know, gauging the interest here for both people coming to the booth and, you know, if
has anybody been coming to your booth? Because if not, I'm going to start calling. I'm going to get this as a mobile podcast and tell them to come see you.
Yes, we're in a good spot. We're over there, right by the entrance to the ballroom. So a lot of people have stopped grabbing the materials, asking some questions. A lot of people love to come and just tell us that they found their job on our site. So every conference I go to, that's what I hear.
That's kind of like good feedback, right?
It is. It's wonderful. And I know our leadership loves to hear that too. It's just, you know, we're so different than any other job board like Indeed or Monster, because we're so focused to higher education. So it's just a great fit.
Amazing.
So you said that people are interested in the services that you offer, other than the obvious, because I know Higher Ed Jobs. Somebody's listening to this going, I've never heard of Higher Ed Jobs. Mm-hmm. What are the services that you provide, and why is Higher Ed Jobs so important to higher education?
Well, I come to these conferences because most people don't know that we also offer advertising solutions.
Somebody slammed the door to try to keep us off our game, but it's not going to happen, Michelle. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we offer digital advertising, we have newsletter sponsorships, sponsored content. We offer targeted email advertising because we are able to reach 200 different academic areas. So it's highly targeted to higher ed professionals, and we're able to really drill down to that audience and help people market either with branding or hiring campaigns, promoting graduate enrollment programs. That's why I come. I'm looking for those type of people to talk to who may not know us and know that we have these offerings.
Okay, so paint me a picture of somebody who's interested, comes by. Oh, I didn't know that you have digital marketing services. Maybe I have graduate programs, perhaps I want to market to higher ed professionals that are looking for graduate programs. Is that right? Kind of the way that it might work?
Exactly. So, you know, people coming to our site are looking to advance their career, they may need that master's or doctorate degree or certificate. And so it's a natural fit for those types of programs to advertise with us, because they can reach those exact people looking to advance their career.
Epic.
See, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you on those. Yeah. Higher Ed Jobs. Why is it so important to higher education? That was kind of the second part of my question. I think the most important part, because I'm going to let you answer it. Okay. I was going to answer it too, because I think I might know the answer, but
well,
you go ahead.
we're well aware of how higher ed has really, the challenges that they've had the last couple of years since the pandemic. And, you know, enrollment is down. There's those types of challenges. Hiring is, you know, people are really trying to find high quality candidates. I have been on calls where they say, you know, we used to get tons of resumes and now we're not seeing that type of people because the job market is so ultra competitive right now.
Yikes!
So we can really help them find those high quality candidates. And we're trying to find more information from people who are job seekers and trying to pull more data from them. And also, even from our employers so that we can make that perfect match and help people advance in higher ed.
You know, as well as I do that there was a exodus of professionals from higher education too, right? Mm-hmm. Like there were a lot of people that left higher ed,
right.
As a hiring manager in higher education in my day job, which some people know, some don't, that I actually am a chief experience officer at Lindenwood University.
Okay.
I hire people all day long, every day. I think I have like 200 people in my division. So they were always hiring. It is super stinking hard to mm-hmm. find anyone. And I mean anyone, not just departmental specific, but if I was going to get departmental specific, finding people in financial aid is the hardest thing known to man mm-hmm. on the face of the earth.
Right.
Because first of all, financial aid people don't, the risk averse, they don't leave the jobs that they have. It's the most secure position in the history of higher ed. It's more secure than faculty. You got to have Title IV financial aid. So it's hard to find, but then even just finding a good enrollment representative, student success professionals, it is hyper competitive. And so you have to have some kind of an edge. Is this across the country you're seeing this, that it's just really hard to find great candidates?
It is. And, you know, the job market is different now because of COVID. You know, remote opportunities is what everybody wants now. So if you don't have remote opportunities, you're definitely at a disadvantage. And if you're not promoting that, if you do have those offerings, then you're missing something, because I just know for myself, if we have advertisers that promote that they have remote openings, their ads perform much significantly better.
Because you have it, and isn't it in the description? It'll say like the job
right.
dash remote or yes. dash on ground or whatever it might be. So
right.
you're saying if it's a remote is in the description, mm-hmm. those job ads perform better than others.
Absolutely. And then with display advertising, which is what I do, they should be promoting that in the display ad as well. Any messaging that goes out to job seekers, they should be promoting that. Another thing that could set you apart too is employer branding, you know, and that's something that we offer that not enough people do. Like, why are you a great place to work? You need to give people a reason why they need to apply.
Bullseye.
If you're in a great location, if you have a super awesome competitive benefits package, you need to be promoting that. They need that reason. But I definitely think the remote opportunities also is what helps you stand apart.
Do you think that higher education is still averse to embracing remote? And I ask that because I have suggested at certain times to my colleagues, I'm like, you know, just hire at remote. And then my colleague will say,
I don't think so.
You have to think,
yeah.
You know, by the way, you're serving online students.
Right.
It kind of makes sense. You could have online remote. You think the industry is still averse to that right now?
It could be. And I mean, I know a lot of universities I work with, I have found, because we're doing Zoom calls now.
Yeah.
And people are still working at home. So I think there's a lot of that. Depends probably the type of position you have at the university, but you should at least be offering hybrid, giving people the opportunity to come in a couple of days, work from home a few days, to have that work-life balance. That's so important to people.
We interviewed the founder and president, I think he's president, Johnny I, as I like to call
yeah.
him. July 20th of 2020. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
That was in the middle of right after the pandemic
yes.
started. And since then to now, we have finally the second person from higher ed jobs coming on. We've seen people leave higher education. We've seen as I talked about, it's very hard to find good people in higher education, and presidential resignations. The presidential timeline or average year is going from 6 to 4 or something like that. And then the job ads changing for presidents. So it's one thing I noticed, because we obviously interview a ton of presidents, and the advertisements for presidents are changing. And it'll say something like, it used to say something like, doctorate preferred, great academic pedigree, understands curriculum and programs, and blah, blah, blah. And now it'll say something like financial acumen and enrollment expertise. What are you seeing on this front, management front?
That's a little harder for me to answer because I don't work on the recruitment side of our company. Do you think there's a trend though?
Do you think that schools are struggling to find the right leader to run? I mean, that's it, right? Because it's a cycle. If you don't have the right leader, you're not making the right investments. If you're not making the right investments, then you can't keep your people. And if you can't keep your people, you need new people. And then you're not investing money again and so on. Do you guys talk about this when you meet and talk about like the state of the industry?
Again, they probably do on the other side of my business. So,
what are you guys meeting on the digital side?
The digital side is really trying to offer our advertisers the ability to highly target the right people that they want to reach so that our advertising is extremely cost efficient. There's no wasted ad dollars and, you know, budgets are low everywhere and everybody struggles with, you know, what type of advertising is really effective, what's going to work for me. They've tried so many things and nothing sticks. And, you know, obviously Google and, you know, social media is huge for every university, but we're kind of a one-off where we can really target that high quality person that's highly educated. And so that's sort of what's different. And, you know,
so you have worked from like a database of information you've collected over the years. Is that how this might work?
So when a job seeker comes to our site and they create an account, similar to any type of job board, you can create an account and you put the type of position you're looking for, where, what your expertise is, what are you interested in? And then we serve job alerts to that candidate for the types of positions that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. So with that information that we gather on that user, we're trying to gather more and more so that we really have a lot of information on our job seekers. And that's very valuable to the employers because we want to be able to make that match with the candidate and the employer. But that helps me with the digital advertising as well, because I can tell our customers, you know, we can target just the specific audience for you. And we know that information because they're providing it to us.
So you have it segmented out. You have some kind of CRM. You have it segmented by audience, maybe by education level. How is it segmented? Give me some ways that I might be able to cut it up if I was interested in advertising.
We have several different filters available. Like I said before, we have 200 academic areas. That's all ranging in faculty, administrative areas, staff, executive roles. We also are able to segment by the highest degree level, which is great for, say, a doctorate program who only wants to target people with a master's who may work in a specific area.
So I'm really almost like really maximizing my spend.
Absolutely.
Because I'm only marketing to those that are meeting the profile.
Absolutely.
Do you have a lot of job seekers? So are primarily the people who are marketing with you or spending money with you, institutions offering bachelor's, master's, doctoral, anything below that? I don't want to say below, but anything alternative credentials and all that kind of stuff.
Certificate programs are really big right now because graduate enrollment has been down.
True.
So certificates have become more popular, certainly. And because we have all that targetability, we can target, you know, we can advertise, help you or promote that certificate to that very specific audience. So it's really very cost effective and it's very affordable. That also sets us apart from other types of publications.
And if I want to know how affordable, of course, I can reach out to you and we can have an individual conversation.
Yes.
You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you.
Michelle will teach you the numbers when you need to know them. What else do you want to say about higher ed jobs, the work that you do, what's going on, anything to this audience, since we're probably going to flip your episode around pretty soon. Mm-hmm. People will hear everything that you have said. What do you want to leave us with?
Well, we really just try to be the best resource possible for anybody working in higher ed, whether you're an employer or you're looking for a job. We want to find the best match and really help people find success in their career and be able to advance. And we try to make it as easy for our customers and our job seekers as possible.
And then bad work by me by asking you questions about the other side of your business, which of course you didn't know. And I knew that. And then I asked you anyway, because I get excited. And then you're like, but Joe, we talked about that. I'm like, I forgot. But this is the way it works sometimes with podcasting. You get excited. You go, what will tell me about this? one of the things as a hiring manager, I'm always thinking about who, what do I need to do next? What, mm-hmm. I'm thinking forward, but also I manage marketing and enrollment. Mm-hmm. So I have to think about growing the front end of the business. You can't do one without the other. You need great employees. You need to generate information. You need to generate mm-hmm. leads for your programs. Right. And if you want to generate more targeted inquiries for your programs, higher ed jobs is one way
yes.
that you can do that.
Absolutely.
How do we find out more? If somebody's interested in going, okay, should I just go to the higher ed jobs website? Should I contact Michelle Newman from the hours of 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. on her cell phone? What is the preferred method of contact?
Yeah. Certainly, you can go to higheredjobs.com. There's a lot of information right there on the site if you're a job seeker. But if you're interested in marketing, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a little link there. It says Marketing Solutions. That will take you to the section of the site that I handle as far as digital advertising. But if you are if you're a hiring manager, you want to post jobs, there's also right across the top where it says employers, and then it will give you information on posting a job or job packs, different types of upgrades that you can do as well to really give it more visibility.
Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. She's my guest today. No, she's your guest today. Here's Michelle Newman. She's digital advertising account manager at Higher Ed Jobs. Michelle, did you have fun? You were nervous, but I think you pulled it off very well.
Oh, thank you. No, you make it very easy. So thank you for your time.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just ed-upped.